Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Chapter...
Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Jesus is alive. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we are so grateful. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you here and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. This portion from Revelation chapter 1 is a vision, of course, of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is, of course, glorified in heaven now. He's in heaven in glory. And we have the Holy Spirit God has given us, and Jesus sends us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ and of the Father. The chief end of man is to know God. The man was born to fellowship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let me repeat that. That's what man was born to do. Every person who makes it to heaven will fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. Amen. This glorious vision of Jesus Christ is very anointed. He's in His glory. Now let's remember, as one of the patriarchs of the faith, Reinhard Bonnke, said, God set up the perfect plan that we never could have thought of, which was sending the Holy Spirit. Now every person can know Jesus Christ fully. It's truly incredible. And we can give many analogies. I've been wanting to just shed light on this, of what we have, of what God has, every believer has, and what He's offered to unbelievers. You know, I've said, for example, this presence of Jesus, when someone, it's called the anointing, when someone has the presence of Jesus and well, they get into the third phase of the four phases, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they're flowing the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus Christ. The presence of Jesus is of course within them, but now is all around, comes upon them, and that presence of Jesus, the presence of God, the anointing, is priceless and beyond human comprehension and supersedes everything. I've been wanting to make this point, to build hunger in us, to hopefully that we will see how incredible the anointing is, and that it's the answer. It's Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord. It's the answer for a person's personal walk with God and for ministry. And when, and I like that word, supersedes it. Everything else is canceled. Even we, our old nature, canceled, gone. That's how we can die. Lose our old nature, which is one of Jesus' main teachings. This is how we do everything. Without this, if someone is just born again and they're just in the first phase, well, that's great. And if they're, at least they're trying in ministry, but nothing will be accomplished. That this anointing, the presence of Jesus, that's the answer. And so all the things that are, I call them minor details. You know, sometimes we get hung up on those things and we judge people and we don't like their personality and we don't like the fact that they're asking for money and all these different things, okay? The anointing is infinite. All those things are like a 1 on a 1 to 10 scale. The anointing's infinite. Also, let's remember Jesus Christ, to think that I gave that analogy. What if God offered us 100 angels or 1,000 angels to be with us all the time, or even 1,000,000 angels? That would just be incredible. Even just one angel would just be incredible. He's offered Jesus Christ. He's given us Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Infinitely greater than having 1,000,000 angels with us. I mean, that's so. The Holy Spirit can reveal all of this, and this is how wonderful His offer is. And really, it's I want to move into also the simplicity of it, where so glorious and wonderful. You know, sometimes we might think, well, wait, if Jesus Christ is infinitely greater than 1,000 angels, how, or 1,000,000 angels, how can we even handle? Well, we cannot handle His full glory, but He gives it little by little. He's perfect, of course. And Jesus said, I am gentle and humble in heart. You know, we will learn about the Holy Spirit that, and remember that the Holy Spirit, oh, this is glorious. He's a person. He's God Almighty. He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ and of the Father. There's just this glorious revelation. But He's a great man of God said He's the most sensitive member of the Trinity. And again, you know, the Holy Spirit is Jesus. Amen. I mean, that's how simple. It's simple. And Jesus said, I'm gentle and humble in heart. Lowly in heart. The word for lowly there is humble. You know, this is... But yet He's powerful. He's God Almighty. He's so glorious. But again, I go back to this. It is quite brilliant. Reinhard Bonnke saying it's the perfect plan. You know, we have nothing to fear. Bonnke himself one time said in a message, he said, we are condemned to victory. If someone has Jesus Christ, well, Jesus Christ wins every time. He's undefeated. He wins. He's so glorious and powerful and awesome. We have the victory. And our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. He gives us faith. He gives us His love. He gives us His presence and glory. So just want to encourage you and build hunger in anyone, including myself. I do want to balance this and temper it, so to speak, with the reality that is very, as I've said, it's tragic, it's ironic that most people don't receive this. And, you know, it's up to a person how they respond. It's to the gospel. It's up to a believer what they do with the gospel, with their salvation. And in one sense, we need to get the anointing and the glory of the Lord. That's how people get saved. That's the only way. You know, we can, there's no other way. But at the same time, it is a person's decision. And it's truly tragic to think that people, most people, are apathetic to the gospel, even hostile. Some are hostile. They say no to the gospel, and they have many negative reactions. And someone's eternal destiny is at stake. Their eternity. And I do want to balance this. I heard two ministers recently on the internet who presented hell, and they actually, I don't want to get into it too much, but they did not repeat what Jesus said about hell. So I want to proclaim what Jesus said. Jesus calls hell the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. He said there's weeping and gnashing of teeth in parts of hell. He said the flame doesn't die, and the fire is not quenched, and the worm doesn't die. In Revelation, very clear, those in the book of life make it to heaven. Those who are not in the book of life are cast into the lake of fire. This is serious. It's serious for us as believers. We need to do whatever we can to proclaim the gospel, just whatever we can. If we can just tell one person that we should do that, if we can have the means to get it in other ways, whatever it takes. I remember a man of God who actually had a God took him to hell, and he came back. He wrote a book about it, and he speaks about it. God said, just tell people, just tell them, you know, don't worry about the results. I'll take care of the results. Just tell them. And so the reason I mentioned these two ministers, it's disappointing. If there are two ministers who have big ministries with thousands of listeners and followers, and one called hell separation from God, which is true, okay? The other one, in a message about hell, said, he pointed out the verse that says it's the blackness of darkness forever. I believe that's in one of the letters, and that's true. But let's give the full story about hell. They did not, again, they just, all we do, let's just repeat what the Bible says and what Jesus said. There's more than 100 scriptures about hell in the Bible, believe it or not. And so, it's the two sides of the gospel. Jesus offers an eternal celebration to anyone who receives him. People may doubt that, but that's what he does offer. But for those who say no, it's very, very serious consequences. How do we know it's an eternal celebration? Well, even the very first, one of Jesus' first truths that he reveals in the Beatitudes, the very first one, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Just that, I mean, that one verse, scripture, the word, Jesus' words there, and the promises contained and the revelation contained within those words are infinite, eternal, priceless, beyond comprehension. He offers heaven. He offers the kingdom of heaven even on the earth. And that reveals anyone who's spiritually hungry, if they go directly to God, sincerely, directly to Him, and just say, I want to know you, whatever it takes. I ask you into my life. I give you my life. They'll find the only true God. They don't have to hear the gospel. If they hear the gospel, they must come to Jesus Christ and ask Him into their life, give Him their life. But it is so simple. It's someone who's spiritually hungry. And the greatest privilege to go directly to Him. That's the absolute greatest privilege. God has only children, no grandchildren. We don't go through anyone else. Again, that's part of that perfect plan. Someone who's had the hardest life ever on the earth, they can go directly to God. And they can be saved gloriously, just like anyone else. So someone who's had the hardest life, the most difficult life, and they never hear the gospel, they have the same privilege as those who have had an easy life and who've heard the gospel. And that every person has that same privilege. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen.